Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Page Wars, nothing but
Page Wars. Hey, you guys, welcome to Page Wars. I am comedian Steele Saunders, and I do not have time to read comics and novels in the Star Wars franchise. So we're here with our co-host of Page Wars. It's King Tom Chansky. How you doing, King Tom?
I am doing well, Steele. How are you?
I'm great. I'm very excited to find out about this book. This is episode 6, I believe.
Oh, it's going to be a freebie?
This is out there on the main feed. So be on your best behavior, Tom.
Okay.
None of those normal vile rants you go on about.
That's what I'm known for, vile ranting.
But this is – I devised this podcast, you guys, just so – I don't have time to read the books and comics. Tom has – I don't know what's going on in Tom's life.
Not much, apparently, some days.
Zero, it seems. He has a lot of time. So I figured that I'd just have him come on and tell me what happens, and then I'd be up to date in the Star Wars universe. Hence, Page Wars was born. And every third episode, this is normally on the Patreon feed, which is $3 a month, along with a bunch of other bonus shows. And
worth it.
Thank you. And every third episode we put up to tantalize you guys to try check it out. But we just put up a bunch of episodes. There's a Q&A that just went up today. There is a Robbo report from last week. There is a me reacting to the Benioff and Weiss news, and a Star Wars Year by podcast, where me and Hawes go through Star Wars history, and there's another one of them going up tomorrow, Tom.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, they're so fun to do. As are these. I don't want to play favorites.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I don't want to play favorites, but it obviously wouldn't be Robbo. So, Resistance Reborn. Give us the back of the book, Pracy, about what's going on here.
Immediately after the events of The Last Jedi, the Resistance is on the run, realizing
have the rocks barely settled back onto the planet?
The rocks are still shaking around.
Really?
I don't even think Broomboy's friend has not even heard the legend of Luke Skywalker.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So the Resistance is on the run. They need supplies and they need friends, of which they have neither. So General Leia Organa, she is recovering from her injuries sustained during The Last Jedi. She also has to build the Resistance, find friends, find a safe place to stay, find food, find shelter, find all that stuff.
There's a lot of finding going on.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It's there's no treasure map or anything.
And who are we getting here? We're getting everyone. We're getting Kylo Ren. We're getting Rey. We're getting Poe.
Kylo is mentioned, but there are no First Order upper echelon types in this book. But other than that, it's everyone.
Okay.
And when I say everyone, I don't mean everyone from the movie. I mean everyone from the books. Everyone from the comics, everyone from the video games.
Oh, wow.
Everyone.
Dash Render? No spoilers, no spoilers, no spoilers. He counts. Because he could just be that person. It's just him. And he is everyone from the comics. He's everyone from the video games. He's everyone from the novels. He's everyone from the action figure line. Come on.
But he's OU.
Love the OU. That's our special code name for the EU. I feel it works better.
I think so, especially in spoken word.
Okay, so before we get into some spoiler territory, this is like for people where they're going to decide to stop listening, go read it or whatever. How crucial, like, is this to seeing the movie? Like, are you, like, really primed now or what's going on?
That is a good question.
That's why I'm here.
Do you remember the book Catalyst that came out before Rogue One?
Do I? Yes.
I don't know if it's at the level of Catalyst, because before going into Rogue One, we knew about the characters of Krennic and Galen Erso. We knew they had some type of friendship, and Catalyst set a lot of the backstory towards the movie, but we knew that before Rogue One. At this point, we don't know exactly how Resistance Reborn will tie into The Last Jedi because it comes so close to – or I'm sorry, it will tie into The Rise of Skywalker because it comes so close to The Last Jedi. But it's definitely something that gets you pumped up and you want to run around your house screaming Star Wars at everything.
Wow. So, before we dip into the story, it is the world famous King Tom book and comic book rating of Turn It or Burn It?
Burn It. If you have only one match for the rest of your life, you will use it on this book.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. It is definitely near the top of the Star Wars books that have come out under the new canon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Like, good or bad?
Good.
So why would you have a match?
You know what? I don't know. If you have one match, you'll break it in half and never use another match again because this book is – you turn it. I really messed that up, didn't I? I had this analogy in my head and I'm building my answer around the analogy. No. Oh my – yeah. Okay, I messed up. I don't know why you talk to me about these things. Okay, this is definitely a turn it.
Oh, man, that was shocking.
Okay, what I'm trying to say, this book is that good.
Okay, that if your hand was suffering just crippling arthritis.
Yes, and you could do one thing with your hand for the next year.
No, you only had like 300 uses of it left. No, 150 because the pages are printed on both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing it's about a 300-page book. But if you only had 150 uses of your hands left, you would use those uses on turning the pages.
Yes, and if by chance you scratched your cheek or rubbed your eye, you would put your head down on the side of the desk and try and blow the pages over.
Wow, you did that horribly.
I just don't have it. This book, this book blew my. The thing about this book.
Oh wait, no. So are we going to go into spoilers?
No. This is more of a explanation for this. Is I love all of the other material we get with Star Wars. However, and I ingest a ton of it, but I don't believe that Star Wars should be made so that this – you need to read this other material to understand what's going on. Having said that
– You want this to be a waste of your time.
I like wasting my time this way. Yeah, okay.
Well, you are here.
Yeah, as are you. Having said that, this is a reward to people who have ingested any type of supplemental material, this is like a love letter to fans.
Nice.
It is fan service, but in a good way. It is well written. It moves quickly. And there are action scenes in this book that aren't like other – a lot of other Star Wars authors tend to work in a lot of strategy or terminology to their action scenes, to their battles. This just presents the scenes and the action. You understand what's going on and it moves. You don't need to go back and reread what happened. Oh, that's what they did. You know what's going on.
Okay, so would you say this is, if you only read one book this year?
This is easily the best Star Wars book that has come out this year.
That should be on the back of the book. King
it
Tom.
Should well, it should be, but I you know they've had like what, 8 books come out this year? They would never do that.
Should we dip into the story, Tom?
Let's dip.
All right, you know what to do. It's the world famous. All of this is world famous.
Everything is world famous.
Anything that ever says world famous isn't, just so everyone knows.
Not yet.
It is the world famous King Tom musical interlude.
The resistance is in trouble. They need fuel and a place to stay too. But don't ask for help from Ma. She's on a spa planet getting a new hairdo.
Wow.
I planned that one out, believe it or not.
All right. So we're in full spoiler territory right now.
Yes.
There is something I'm dying to know, but I'm going to see if it comes out. I don't want to spoil your spoiling.
Okay.
But just remember, there's something I'm dying to know.
Something you're dying to know. Okay. I do want to say off the bat that for as effusive as I am about this book, it's not perfect. There are a lot of characters and it juggles them, and there are a few that I would have liked to have seen more from, namely Rose and Rey. Rey gets a decent chunk of pages, but she's on the front of the book. But the book is not about her. Rather, it's about Leia and Poe and other members of the Resistance. It starts off pretty much immediately after The Last Jedi. Poe is left to join Black Squadron. Snap Wexley from The Force Awakens.
Heard of him.
Okay. He and Jess Pava, also from The Force Awakens.
And
a few other pilots were sent.
Heard of them.
Heard of them. Okay, good. They were sent off of Dakar before The Last Jedi to go recruit allies. And the last group of issues of the Poe Dameron comic series was about their mission. And their mission was successful, namely because Poe came to help at the last minute.
Classic Poe.
Yes. So we have one group of resistance.
Can I tell you something about Poe?
Of course.
From what I hear, he's one hell of a pilot.
He is one hell of a pilot, and this book establishes that he has one hell of a head of hair.
Really?
Yes. Yes. So Poe is with Black Squadron, and Leia, and he brings them back into the fold. And he's the one who breaks the news to them, everything that happened during The Last Jedi.
Your childhood? Ooh, it's been ruined.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're not yet. That news ruins one person's day. But Black Squadron comes back, and then Leia pretty much sends them out immediately again. Snap Wexley and his wife, Caray Kune, they go to recruit Snap's mother and her new husband.
Snap's mother.
Nora Wexley. The Aftermath trilogy.
That is a name I have not remembered in 3 to 4 years.
And she is now married to Wedge Antilles.
Hang on. I do remember there was a connection.
There was a connection, and that connection has lasted all these 30 years later.
Delightful. Okay. Yeah.
And so this is obviously because, as I mentioned, there are a lot of people being shuffled around, so this is not going to be chronological. You know, Snap tells Nori.
Can I ask, how far are we into the book thus far?
Maybe about a tenth of the way into it.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Wedge and Nora are farmers. They have an outhouse.
Franny could be disgusted.
He would be. Yes. For a man of his talents. Wedge does not like the news that Luke is dead.
Few did.
Very, very few did. But they come back to the fold. Jess and another pilot, Cirilinda, they go to recruit a formal Imperial warlord who is very against the First Order, and she's kind of I would say a barbarian queen on some far-off planet. I believe it's the same planet that Asajj Ventress grew up on. I think it's called Ratatak.
I'll take your word for it.
Poe goes to recruit Maz, who is, you know, after the Union dispute must be over because she is on a spa planet.
Ah, really? Well, she had a big wake. Yes,
she did. She had a lot going on, but she doesn't want to help. And she does her eye thing.
Mm-hmm.
And she can tell, and this is...
Wow, Ben Burtt got in on that. That was amazing.
Yeah. It's all that time listening to him on DVD commentary. I got a few of his secrets. She could see through him and tell, and can tell that he is still bearing the burden of the decisions he made during The Last Jedi. And that is one of the themes of this book, is how to deal with the past, especially the mistakes of the past. And she basically sends him off, but
is it a metaphor for Disney Star Wars? Is that what it is? Is it a secret code? Is it the author's cry for help?
You cracked it.
All right, I'm starting a blog.
Okay, start a blog and five different Twitter handles. But she does give him some information that is very useful to him.
Really?
The First Order is rounding up and disappearing people who are potential recruits for the Resistance, or just people who in general don't like the First Order. And they're not killing them. They're just sending them off to work camps to be tortured. Things like that. And Maz tells him, I'll have more for you later. So the main Resistance crew is still aboard the Millennium Falcon, and they go to the planet Ryloth.
Porg update.
I believe they were mentioned at least once, but they do not play a large role in the book.
Okay.
Another one of the book's few failings. We all, speaking of failings, as they approach the planet Ryloth, they're asked for their clearance, and Rey is piloting the Millennium Falcon, and we learn that she's terrible at improvisation because she doesn't want to say they're, you know, the Millennium Falcon, they're the Resistance. You know, she says she's a freighter coming out of the Han system, and she's been mining for Tito. She pretty much freezes up.
It sounds like Darth Vader from the planet Vulcan.
Yes, that's pretty much what it was. They are met on Ryloth by Yendor, who was an X-Wing pilot in Lost Stars, and then he was an ambassador and friend of Leia's in Bloodline.
Alrighty. Does it point that out? Like, do you have to, like, could I, if, like, being that I'm so, like, I don't remember the names and stuff of a lot of these people.
A lot of it comes out in dialogue.
Okay. Hey, remember in Lost Stars? Remember what I was doing while those people were having their special night together.
It's not quite that clunky.
Okay.
Okay. And during this journey, we learn that Rey is nervous about her role, where she is, what she's doing.
She can't remember all these characters from all the other books.
Right, exactly. She hasn't read all these. You know, she's been reading the Jedi books. She hasn't been reading, Catalyst or anything else. So the Resistance, they get shelter from an underground movement on this planet, but they know the First Order is going to show up sometime. So Leia sends out everyone to go recruit people. And for the most part, they get a whole X-Wing squadron, a few other pilots. They get General Rykian from The Empire Strikes Back.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Does another
how's
person,
he looking?
He still has brilliant blue eyes, I believe the book said.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
They also get – does the name Ora Marco ring a bell? You might know him better as Pruneface.
Oh. I might.
You might. And, it's –
what's
it's
he doing? What's he been up to?
I'm moisturizing. He still has the eye patch, though. He still has the eye. It's established that he's more of a strategy type.
Okay, I'm picturing he's moisturized so much over the. He now looks like my son.
Maybe. Do you remember? Did you watch or play Battlefront 2? The cutscenes.
Yes, I watched them. Yes, I watched them on YouTube. In a sketchy manner, I believe.
Oh yeah, but most people did. But Shriv,
love the Shriv.
Shriv, yes, and then
she's great on Succession.
I've heard that show is great. But Zay was the daughter of Iden Versio and Delmico.
Iden Verso's the title?
The main character. Yes, the main character. And she was in love with Del. They left to join the Rebellion. And then right around the time The Last Jedi came out, they had a second set of missions set around the time of The Force Awakens. And Del and Iden had a daughter named Zay.
Oh, yeah, they were way older. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So Zay and Shriv also join up.
Shriv, love him.
Yes, yes. And, he plays a very big part in this book. He leads a mission. And he has...
Is the mission to go recruit someone?
No, his mission...
Thank God.
They go to a junk planet. Him and a number of pilots.
They were on a junk planet last episode.
This is a different. This is a how to describe it. They take old ships there to be reclaimed.
Okay,
break them down.
But in that Allegiance comic that we did last episode,
that was like garbage and trash. This is industrial recycling.
All right. All I'm saying is, both episodes you called it a junk planet. Okay. So
it's shorthand. It's shorthand. So the First Order is taking Republic ships to this planet to strip them of all metal and computer parts to turn them into First Order things.
Sweet.
Yes. So Shriv leads a crew of, pilots.
Kylo Ren's a huge champion of recycling.
Is he? Oh, the mask.
No, that he's helmet. He's getting the ships. He's making them into other ships.
Yeah, it's his Supreme Leader's new initiative, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's the Green First Order.
Nice. Ignite the Green First Order.
No, don't do that.
Okay. So Shriv leaves, and he has several choice lines that I would love to have the voice actor who played Shriv.
What sort of? He's a Duro. Is that what he is?
Yes, he's a Duros.
Okay, which is. Yeah. the blue-headed, big-eyed couple from the cantina in A New Hope.
Yeah. Kind of blue-gray skin and red eyes. They look like Nemoidians, but they're not.
Friendlier.
Very much friendlier. And very sarcastic if Shriv is any indication. But before everyone goes out on these missions, there's a big gathering of everyone who's come back, and Poe kind of oversees it. And it's half a speech to pump everyone up and half an airing of grievances.
Festivus.
Yes, because Leia lets Poe lead the speech. And people start going around, like, you know, Finn goes around and says, I was a stormtrooper. I was raised my whole life to worship the First Order, but I saw that I know right from wrong, and that's why I'm here. And people are going around saying things like that. And then one pilot, you know, points out Poe and he says, I knew Holdo. I heard what you did. I should kill you right now. And, you know, Poe responds in a very good way. He took responsibility for his actions. He's saying, this is it now, because they're only it's a group of people, but a very small group of people, comparatively speaking, to the First Order. And it's just a dialogue between Poe and this other guy, and then other people join in. And it was very well written. And Zay Versio, daughter of Iden, is there. And
how old she is?
I think she's about 16 or 18.
Oh, they grow up so fast.
They do. Do you remember when the one cutscene from Battlefront where her father is with Luke, and Luke says, there's always a choice. And Del goes, a choice to join the rebellion. And Luke just goes, no, a choice to be better.
Yes, I do remember that.
Okay. So someone says, we have a choice. And Zay goes, a choice to be better. Just like her father.
Well, just like her father Saul.
Yeah.
Or heard.
Yes. Or heard and passed on to her. So the one group goes to that planet to get a few starfighters. The other half of the mission is to Corellia, for the planet from Solo, because the First Order has taken control of all of the shipbuilding, shipyards, and other industries there.
Are they in control of that droid that was on fire as a bin? Do you think they've taken – do you reckon that fire is under First Order control now?
I think it might be.
Oh, we've got to fight. That fire needs freedom.
The other thing they're using –
they can burn that one match you've been saving.
Use it for that. Use it for that. But the First Order is also using Corellia as a location for work camps for some of these people they've been kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a wealthy couple who has a list of the First Order's – the people who are there and several other people across the galaxy they're targeting. And they're going to have an auction at this aquatic-themed birthday party.
I tell you what, if you ever have an auction of any type,
mm-hmm.
don't get Colin Trevorrow to set the prices. Way too low. Guy has no idea about the price of a black market dinosaur. That's my auction tip, everyone. Don't get Colin Trevorrow involved at all. He'll lowball you.
And the reason that this list is out is because we are introduced to a human resources / records officer for the First Order. He doesn't technically – he's a private citizen who wants to get in with the First Order. His name is Winsher Bratt, and he has two staff members.
His surname's Bratt.
With two T's, yes.
Okay. Keep going.
And he is not a nice person. He sucks up to the First Order constantly, looks down on everyone below him. And he has a young lady working for him who he does not treat well.
I think I follow him on Twitter.
Yes. So Brett is over, in addition to overseeing the records of the First Order people who work in these factories, Brett is also entrusted with this list of people who are going to be reassigned to work. And one of the people who the First Order has captured and has held captive.
Oh, God, I can hear in your voice you're so excited about this name drop. You hit that, like, little – your head – you get all giddy and excited and your voice goes up a little bit.
Ransom Castrofo.
Oh.
Now do you see?
The Collector.
Yes.
The Imperial Sand Suite.
Yes.
So
yes.
Give a quick back of the action figure bio of this dude.
He was a young senator from the book Bloodline who worked with Princess Leia. He was of the opposite political mind of her. And as they got to know each other, he was a collector. She found out that he was a collector of Imperial swag and memorabilia. And it was more because not so much that he worshipped the Empire or that he wanted to reestablish the Empire, but that was the type of – he wanted a strong central government and she did not. They worked together to find the truth behind the precursor to the First Order, and he ended up being framed and sentenced to death for his role in everything.
Really? I don't recall that.
Yeah. So the end of Bloodline, you thought we're never going to see this guy again.
So because it was really interesting that he had all these, like, he had a Royal Guard helmet, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was bidding for one and he ended up buying one during the course of the book. But he was also, his parents were killed by Darth Vader. And so he was against the Emperor. He was against Vader. He was against the evil of the Empire. But he liked the organization, concept. I guess. Yeah.
He liked the free office supplies.
Right. Exactly. He liked the uniforms. So he's still alive and kicking. But he's been tortured and worked constantly over the past, I think it's 6 or 7 years since the book Bloodline. So we find out he's alive, and then Princess Leia gets a preview of this list they're going to be bidding for, and she sees his name on it. So it is a priority to her to rescue him and these other people. So she sends two squads to Corellia, one led by Wedge to get some ships, and another led by one of the Twi'leks and one of her pilots, Sir Alinda, and Poe and Finn to go crash the party. And Poe and Finn dress up nicely. They Poe and Finn share a lot of nice moments in this book. You can tell their friendship is developing. Poe ties Finn's tie.
Oh.
Finn has
is that called Storm Pilot? Is that
what that's yes, called? That storm, there's some Storm Pilot going on.
Oh.
Yeah, Finn has a rebellion tie tack that he wears even though there are stormtroopers everywhere. The actions pretty much split between the recycling planet and this party. And like I said earlier, there were a lot of people that this book is trying to service. And the stuff we got from think people like Poe and Shriv is great. But then, you know, Rey and Leia and Rose are back on Ryloth. And at one point, Rey has something important to talk to Leia about. And you kind of wonder what it is, because really this may be about 2/3 of the way through the book. You think it's something Jedi, but it's or you know, related to Luke or something, but it's more she senses danger. And Leia's response mentally is Leia knows that Rey is close, that to being a Jedi, that Leia won't be the one to ultimately get her there, and that would be someone else. But we don't find out who.
Well, that's a big thing unanswered.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of plants the seeds.
Okay, all right. I've got to ask this thing.
Okay.
This is the thing I sizzled before. Princess Leia. General Leia.
Mm-hmm.
General Organa. She out there using any of that force or what?
Not. She has a few premonitions of danger in the book, but it's. I didn't think of it as using the force.
Does she? Does anyone like go, hey, that was pretty tripped out when you floated through space, man? What was going on there, Princess Leia?
No, it is referenced, and she is still recovering from those from her injuries. She does at one point have a dream about it, and then she thinks about the events of Bloodline and Rin Rivendi and Castrofo, and that's what leads her to the planet of Ryloth.
Okay.
Yeah. So for the most part, both missions, the one to the recycling planet and the two missions to Corellia, are successful. I won't get into details about what happened because there are some good action pieces. A few people die on Triv's mission, but they get a handful of X-Wings and I think an A-Wing or two. Wedge and Snap and his squad, they get a Carillion Corvette and some fighters. Finn and Poe. The party is crashed by the First Order and that Winsher Brat person I told you about.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a particularly disturbing part of the book where, I mentioned before, he has this teenage girl working for him that he doesn't like. He beats her.
What?
He's paranoid, and he wants to get in with the First Order, and he feels like his two underlings have totally messed up his chances for that.
Wow. How do they sort of describe that in a Star Wars book?
He was looking at her, and then he blacked out. And the next page is like he's in the bathroom, washing up, and he remembers hitting her. And then a First Order officer walks in who I think might have seen everything. And he gets Brat to lead him to this party to track down the list or whoever has stolen the list. But the girl ends up helping Wedge's squad. So she joins the resistance too.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just seems like such a, I don't know, like a just a weird thing to have in a Star Wars book.
It does. It comes off a lot better than I'm giving it. Than my interpretation of it right here.
Okay.
Yeah. But the party is broken up, and Poe and Finn and Sir Linda and the Twi'lek escape, and they end up at the same time the First Order attacks Ryloth. So the group there has to go also. And they all meet at this a safe house run by this collective of, I don't want to say anarchists, but they are not fans of the First Order and they're not fans of the Resistance.
They sound like rebel rousers.
Yes, very much so. You do get a nice moment at the end where everyone reunites. Leia reunites with Castrofo. You could tell he doesn't get a ton of dialogue, but it feels like they're still painting him to be a hero. And the rest of the surviving Resistance, they've had victories that they needed, because the whole book you're reminded they have nothing. They have no fuel. They have no friends. They don't really even have a place to have a base. And getting more allies, getting ships, getting enough fuel to make it, those are victories. And like I mentioned earlier, Poe wants to make up for his mistakes. He learns about leadership. He works with these people. And you can tell he's working through that in this book.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's early on, I was really worried because, you know, this takes place right after The Last Jedi, and the comic series we reviewed earlier, Allegiance, that took place sometime later. I didn't know if this would conflict with that at all. I don't feel it did.
Well, one sounded very good and one sounded very bad.
Well, other than that, yeah.
Well, last episode, if you listen, it was a burn it. It was a
definite burn it. There were no witty attempts at metaphors that ended up confusing things.
Okay, so I guess much mention about this Jedi Master Luke Skywalker.
His sacrifice was mentioned in a few places, particularly with Wedge. And you could tell that his story was starting to get out, which was the point of The Last Jedi.
Gotcha.
One of the points of it.
So where you go.
I was going to say, I think Leia talks about it at one point too. Leia reflects on it.
Nice reflection chapter. That's great. So the Resistance. I guess it's hard to say where they're going to be at the start of The Rise of Skywalker because there's still another year and a half of occurrences.
Exactly. Yeah, so how much of this will carry over to that, I don't know. I did have a thought reading this. Matt Smith. You familiar with the name?
I am.
I doubt they're going to do this, but you know, Castrofo is.
Here we go.
He's just depicted as being tall, lanky, and having big ears. Matt Smith, tall, lanky, and big ears.
Huge.
I doubt they would do that. But that would be pretty cool.
Okay. That's you're reminding me of the great red circles of 2016. Confirmed, King Tom. Confirmed.
These are the types of thoughts that I have right now because I don't know how much this ties into Rise of Skywalker.
Okay. So, basically, just after The Last Jedi,
mm-hmm.
they need weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They need friends.
Yep.
They need to win an auction.
Yes.
And it all works out.
Pretty much, yeah. Hey. Few people die. No one...
Hey, when have you ever won an eBay auction without killing a couple of people?
It's a very good point.
So just let it slide. Let it slide. It's like having to pay for shipping. There's going to be negatives to the auctioning experience.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Sweet. So big thumbs up from King Tom.
Very big, yeah.
Okay. What else is on the horizon, Tom? What do we got coming up next?
There is a Jedi Hunter. Not Jedi Hunter, Jedi
Force
Collector.
Force Collector
coming out in a few. I think it comes out the 19th.
Okay. And you straight. Oh, we have to discuss. You read this. Okay. I did the last episode with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was Monday night, I believe.
Yes.
The book came out Tuesday at 12 midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I might read a chapter before I go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
You had to wait for it to come out. Maybe it was out by then because of the time.
It came out like right as our recording session ended.
Okay. Yeah. During that time, I presume you went to sleep.
I read 5 chapters before going to sleep.
Oh. And then you got up, went to work. You've got children.
Mm-hmm.
And then like 12 hours after I last talked to you, you're then like, oh, yeah, Resistance Reborn was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
What's going? Do you read just like every fourth page?
I read everything.
Do you consider yourself a fast reader?
If it's something I like, yes.
Staggering. Amazing work. Well, next episode, Big Sizzle, we're going to do it in reverse. And I'm going to, like, fill you in on what goes on in the landmark comic book back in the OU. OU. For maybe one of the most OU-est stories that there could be, the comic book union, the marriage of Luke Skywalker and Mara Jade.
I have not read this. I'm looking forward to hearing your take on it.
If it was better planned out, we would have done this on Valentine's Day. It's epic. The book is just... It's staggeringly EU.
I am looking forward to this.
So we'll do that next week and get that up. But if you want to hear what will surely be a landmark for EU fans and comedy enthusiasts alike, make sure you're subscribed to the Patreon. And there's a bunch of other stuff. We've got Robber Report. You got two Star Wars Year by podcasts. You got Q&As. And that's just in the last week, you guys. That's just in the last week. Well, what's – if – this is good. Mm-hmm. If, Tom, you'd never been a Patreon before, you got access – what Steel Wars episode you're going back to hear in full? Because, you know, they're not all the old ones are up in full. There's little previews and stuff. But what one are you going back to hit up?
The Rogue One live reaction show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why that one? Is that because I have to ban people from the show during
it? It is very entertaining, and I think sometimes, especially if you're getting into something new, we're all Star Wars fans. We all enjoyed Rogue One. It's easy to get into something by taking a familiar route.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah.
I've got very vague memories from that one.
Just because, you know, you look at your episode list, there are a ton of different people, you know, each episode, either that or the Mendo episode.
I think that's still on the free feed, just to be honest.
Yeah. Then I would do the Rogue One reaction live. Yeah.
Tight. And where can the good people of the internet track you down on Twitter and your various other podcast pursuits?
My Twitter handle is Tom Chansky, and you can hear me on the Sith List and on the Patreons for Blue Harvest and the Bad Motivators, and right here on Steel Wars, or Page Wars, I should say. See, I mess up things all the time.
The branding. It's because you fried your brain from reading that book so fast.
Yeah.
Insane. Alrighty, Tom, thank you so much. I feel so much caught up in the Star Wars galaxy. To be honest, I kind of feel like I didn't miss much as you're loving it.
In terms of what happened, probably not.
But you had a good time.
The book had some humor, and there are a bunch of emotional moments in the book.
Okay.
So if you're into that sort of thing.
Man, the way you read it, I'm not even sure you have time for emotion. You have to leave emotions at the door, buddy. But thanks so much, and may that force be with you. Page
Wars, nothing but
Page
Wars.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.